So, Brendan, it's good to talk to you again. Another very busy weekend of championship action. And we're going to focus on senior games, of course. All four games live on Highland this coming weekend. The first of those at McCool Park tomorrow night, Friday. McCool's against Airua, Brendan. A lot of people saying that Niamh Connell against Gweedore is going to be the match of the last dates. But that's suggesting, too, that this Michael's Airua game could be the tightest of a lot of them.
Yeah, really. Listen, I suppose both clubs will be very happy that they find themselves in the quarterfinals. They've had they're coming from two different positions completely, Oisin, and from the point of view that St. Michael's are an experienced senior team, have been there or thereabouts over the last kind of 10 years, I suppose you could say, at this stage. And then you've Airua, who have come up and perform admirably well since they came up from intermediate. And, you know, they've had a great season, irrespective of how the quarterfinal goes. But they're not going to settle for that. They're going to see this as a great opportunity to maybe push it one step further to a county semi-final. So it really is a difficult game to call from the point of view that, you know, Michaels have so much experience and, you know, the household names of Colm McFadden, Christy Toy, Martin McElhenney, these type of guys. And of course, that's interspread then with Michael Langan, who was recently nominated for an All-Star, scored 1-7 of their 3-10 last week, and Carlos O'Reilly and these type players. So, you know, they've massive experience and they're going to be very, very cagey and very well set up for this Airua side. Airua, on the other hand, you know, they've beaten Four Masters and they've beaten Ardrath, who would be two of the lower ranked of the 16 teams. But they also had a tough draw to get here and admirably came back from 9 points down, I think it was, against Niamh Connell in the second game to secure a draw and secure their place in the quarter final. So they're going to be, you know, there's a pep in the step down in Ballyshannon, and they're going to come up full of confidence. Philip Patton scored 6 points of their 116 against Ardrath last week. And they have a good mix of youth and a wee bit of experience thrown in there. So I think Michael's experience and, you know, consistency of playing at this level should stand to them in this quarterfinal. And I would expect them to come through and to use that experience to come through. But they're not going to get it all their own way here, Oisin.
That's for sure. Brendan, we'll just stay maybe on the that side of the draw, because whoever comes through that game on Friday will end up meeting the winners of St. Eunan's and St. Noel's, which is the first game on Sunday of the doubleheader at McCool Park in Balbuffet. Maybe the quarterfinal draw favouring St. Eunan's, do you feel, Brendan?
Well, you'd have to say so. If they could have picked the draw before it was made, you know, they've avoided the Kilcar, Niamh Connell and Gweedore, who, you know, they're the three top-ranked teams in the county for the last few years, so they are, and they're the teams that St. Eunan's have struggled to overcome in the big games, albeit they've been very close to them. But getting close to them and actually beating them is, you know, that obviously is a massive difference. And, you know, they'll be looking no further than St. Noel's this Sunday. St. Noel's have been superb since they came up from intermediate also, like Airua, the aforementioned Airua. And, you know, St. Noel's have so much quality throughout the team, and Stephen and Barry Griffin, Brendan McCall, Pather Morgan, Stuart Johnson, these type players. And we saw how well they have performed at intermediate level before they made the step up to the senior championship and going all the way to an Ulster final. And, you know, they've really been on a great run. And again, you know, last couple of games, they narrowly beat Glenswilly, and then they put 216 up against Milford last week with 9 different scorers, I think. So, you know, they really are playing with a lot of confidence. They'll not fear facing St. Eunan's. But again, you just look at the experience in the St. Eunan's squad, and particularly defensively, like, you know, you have Aaron Deeney, Keelan Moore, Peter Devine, Eamon Dock, Kieran Tobin has come into this team too this year, and he's been very impressive. And you've Peter McNiff, and, you know, they really have a solid, solid back line. And again, it all hinges on Niall O'Donnell up front, so it does, from the point of view that when he's playing well, Eunan's play well. And Eunan's haven't really set the world alight so far. They were very impressive, Oisin. We did coverage of the game against Kilcar, and I was hugely impressed with them in the first half. But again, they lost their way in the second half, and Kilcar just proved too much for them and, you know, ran out winners by a couple of points. But they've kind of got over the line against in their other games. That slow start against Ballyshannon, again against Tyrone, it took, you know, a few substitutes late on to come on and win it for them. And again, it took a couple of late scores to put Gloss on the sideline last week. So Eunan's know that they have to up another gear or two in order to progress to a semi-final. And I think this St. Noel's team, you know, will push them all the way on Sunday. And you know, it wouldn't, I wouldn't be hugely surprised, you know, coming down the final straight, that if St. Noel's are in the frame at that stage, they have a lot of experience of playing tight games through the intermediate championship and since they've come up to senior. And, you know, they're capable of really pushing this St. Junan's team and making it difficult for them. But you would still expect the experience that St. Junan's have, Oisin, throughout the field to be able to get them over this. But it's important that there's no complacency. And I'm sure Rory Cavanagh and his management team will be seeing to that this week.
Yeah, is that maybe the tie, if there was to be a shock this weekend, Brendan, that it could happen?
Well, yeah, you know, it probably would be, but it's difficult to see, you know, for St. Noel's to see how they are going to get over the line on this one. But by all means, I do think they're really going to test the St. Junan's team, so they are. And they have nothing to lose here. They've had a fantastic season already, so they have, by getting to the quarterfinals and winning the games that they've had. And they're going to be cock-a-hoop down there. They're setting new boundaries for St. Noel's. They're setting the limit has been set higher for them. So, you know, as you say, it could be a shock, but I still believe that St. Junan should have enough to come through.
Yeah, Kilcar, obviously one of the two form teams in the championship themselves, and Gweedore, of course, with four wins from four, sitting top of the group as they head to the quarterfinals. McCool's the opposition for last year's beaten finalists on Saturday evening in our draw, Brendan. Can McCool's at all get close to Kilcar, or is it a case that with the quality and the depth and the superb footballers that they have, that they could be out of sight very early in this one?
Well, again, it's another step up the ladder for McCool's from the point of view, okay, they beat Bundoran and Termin in their last couple of games, but this is a different scenario completely. You know, Kilcar have been, I think, the form team of the championship, so then they've been very impressive. But, you know, we know the importance of Oisin Gallan to this team. He's hit 122 of their 447, I think, they've scored so far, something like that in the championship so far. So, you know, Kilcar will know that he's a major threat here, but he's not the only threat. You have the two O'Reillys, Marty Stevie or Stephen O'Reilly. Gary Wilson is having a great season in the middle of the park for them. So Jamie Keegan come on the last day, and, you know, they're offensively backbone by players like Luke Gavigan and that. So, you know, there's a lot of quality there in McCool's, and we were down Maher Gallan last year, and we were very unfortunate not to get a win over Gweedore in that particular game, Oisin, if you remember. And, you know, they have the capability to push Kilcar, but I just think this Kilcar team are on a mission, so they are. You know, the disappointment of losing the county final to Niamh Connell, and, you know, they've restructuring on their team. They've positioned Owen McHugh at full-back, so it'll be interesting to see how that develops over the next few games. Stephen McBrearty is coming back into a bit of form, and, of course, his brother then inside is capable of shooting the lights out every day. And then Andrew McLean, I'm not sure about Matthew McLean's availability, but he was hugely impressive against St. Junan's, if you remember, in the second half, like 4 or 5 wondrous points, so he did. And then you have Kieran McGinley in the middle of the field, Connor Dock, and there's just so much quality throughout this team, so there is. And, you know, I can't see McCool's overturning them on Saturday. They'll give it a good shot, but Kilcar is totally tuned in and focused on reclaiming a championship, and they're going the right way about it, but, you know, they obviously have a few more steps to take, and they're going to be tested by McCool's. But, you know, game is in our draw, might make it interesting, might change. You know, it's the other three games are all in McCool Park. The game is in our draw Saturday evening, 8:00. But I just think Kilcar will have too much for McCool's and should be able to dispose of them and set up an intriguing quarter or semi-final against either Niamh Connell or Gweedore.
Yeah, speaking of that game on Sunday, it's the second of the doubleheader. It's got a 5:15 start. Is this one too tight to call because Gweedore have had a good group campaign, so they have won all their matches, going to the quarterfinals. Niamh Connell dropped the point, of course, in the draw with Éire, and probably stuttered at times in some of their matches as well. Are Niamh Connell firing on all cylinders, and are they going to meet a Gweedore side that have got that hunger back to try and get the Dr. Maguire, Brendan?
Yeah, well, listen, they're, you know, Niamh Connell, and I watched them. I was at the Niamh Connell Glen Swilly game last weekend, and Niamh Connell did what they always seem to do. They just did enough to get over the line, so they did. And but that said, they looked in control, and, you know, despite a gallant Glen Swilly, I thought Glen Swilly played well. Niamh Connell just seemed to control the game from, you know, from large parts of it, kind of thing. And this is them starting without Anthony Thompson, Kieran Thompson. You know, there were short a good few regulars, and it shows the strength and depth in their squad. They have, you know, now, listen, Armageddon is a loss to this Nate Connell team, and particularly when we get to these stages. And Kieran Gallagher, who I was very impressed with, particularly early in the game last weekend, seemed to come off with an injury that looked like it could be a hamstring. And, you know, the loss of them couple of players could be detrimental to them. But of all teams, Nate Connell have the squad to be able to back it up. So they have, and they've so much ability throughout that squad, and they're in such good shape physically. They understand their game plan. Every player that comes in totally knows their job and their role within the team. And they're so well organized. And of course, you know, they have this huge carrot of, you know, they're going for three in a row, which is a rarely achieved feat in Donegal football. And St. Junan's been the last team to do it. And so they're going to be totally focused on this. And, you know, you go back to the 2019 three games with Gidor, you know, what fantastic games they were. They may not have been for the purists from the high scoring point of thing, but they were hugely enjoyable and fiercely competitive games. So they were. And Gidor seemed to have regained some of their mojo washing from last year. And, you know, Oran McNeilis, you know, his fitness is going to be crucial to how they get on. Also, Neil and Amy McGee, are they available and are they fit to play? And if they have their full whack, they're going to be some details, so they are. And, you know, I always think with Gidor, if you can get a happy camp down and Gidor all pulling in the one direction, they're a match for anyone. But like you mentioned at the outset, Hashin, this one is really impossible to call. And that was demonstrated by the trilogy back in 2019. There's just very so little between the teams. It's going to be a tight, cagey affair. It's going to be something similar, I would imagine, to the games we witnessed back a couple of years ago. You look at Gidor and, you know, Oran McFadden, along with the aforementioned Neil and Ian McGee, you have Oran McFadden, Ferry, Dara Wheel, and Niall Freel that, you know, really make up a formidable back line, back six with Oran and Micheál Carter around the middle. And then you have Keane Mulligan, Nisha Wheel, you know, Gavin McBride. And, you know, there's so many good players around the field. So they have. So, it, you know, this game is just mouth-watering prospect, and I can't wait to kind of look to see it on Sunday. It really is going to be exciting and, you know, fought to the bitter end, because both these teams will really, you know, their seasons are hinging on it, and there's so much at stake.
You're on the fence then, Brendan, by the sounds of it.
Correct. Yeah, listen, it really is impossible to call. Like, you know, I think Nave Connell have always been able to grind out these games over the last few years. We saw them do it against Unions, we saw them doing it against Gidor, we saw them doing it against Kilcar. So they've done it against these teams previously, and their ability to do that, to find a way to win, is hugely impressive. Like, I was a great fan of the Meath teams of the late 80s, and they were a similar vein. They just found a way to win games by any means, and Nave Connell are masters at that, Oisín. So if I was really pushed, I would probably go Nave Connell, but listen, it's a toss of a coin.
Okay. Just finally then, Brendan, on the relegation playoffs, there's two this week, Glenswilly against Ardrabb, Bundoran against Milford. Glenswilly unlucky not to make it to the quarterfinals, but I suppose these are two games that the weekend can go either way.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I was impressed with Glenswilly. I thought they did really well last weekend against Nave Connell, and I would expect them to have probably too much for Ardrabb in this game. Ardrabb have a couple of injury problems at the minute. They're short a couple of players, and you know that they would need a full complement to be competing at this level. And I just feel Glenswilly aren't in a bad place. Did a couple of wins in the group stages and were probably unlucky, you know, not to make the top eight as opposed to the bottom eight. It was only score difference in the end. And then in the Milford-Bundoran game, you know, Jimmy Brennan is obviously a huge loss to Bundoran throughout the whole championship. And they held Unions for a long time last weekend until Unions came good in the last end. Milford just seem to be struggling. They seem to be struggling, and they may have to wait for another chance maybe down the line to avoid the relegation. I would expect Bundoran to probably have too much for Milford. I think that game is in Convoy Centre, or in Convoy, Oisín. But, you know, again, it's a tight one to call, but I just think that Bundoran have more experience and have more calibre players used to playing at this level over the last few years. And I think they'll grind out a win against Milford. So I would probably go for a Bundoran, Glenswilly, Milford, or Bundoran, Glenswilly double in them relegation playoffs, Oisín.
Okay, Brendan, good to talk to you. We'll be talking more over the weekend. You're going to join us in Colcom for a couple of the matches. Enjoy the football.
Thanks very much, Oisín. Good to talk.